Chapter 14, New Beginnings. Cry. Forgive. Learn. Move on. Let your tears water the seeds of your future happiness. Steve Mirabelli. Everyone left the room, leaving behind all of the events of the day. Hassan hadn't smiled this much in months. John, Kyle and Kara were driving. Seeing as Andrew had a decent location to go, John followed him. Andrew was accompanied by Pete, Hassan, and Ethan. Andrew was driving while Hassan sat next to him. He removed his shoes and he sat down with his feet on the seat, opening half of the window. When Andrew started playing some songs, Hassan began singing along with them while staring out the window. Andrew could feel Hassan breathing for the first time after he pointed out what had transpired between him and John. After this, he couldn't tell John what Brian had done because it would ruin him and Kara. Both Andrew and John parked and joined the others in walking to a local pub located downtown. They were seated at a table and ordered drinks. Having approached the bartender, Hassan and Andrew requested several drinks. When Hassan finished taking Andrew's order, Andrew headed to the bathroom. While Hassan was waiting, a man approached him and began to make advances. Hassan revealed to the man that he is HIV positive. Hassan was left alone as the man became alarmed and ran away. After seeing his reaction, Hassan burst into laughter. "What a lousy pickup line," remarked a guy to Hassan. Hassan, at first, stood in awe as to what a stranger had just said to him, then replied, "Excuse me?" The stranger continued, "Hi, I am Klaus, and you?" Hassan was intrigued by the stranger's unique demeanor, so he tried to carry on the conversation. "Hassan, nice to meet you, Klaus. Likewise. Allow me to say that you have a terrible pickup line. He hit on me, so I told him the truth. You have a beautiful smile." Hassan struggled in retorting around Klaus as he was too good for Hassan to handle. "Is that one of your pickup lines?" "Yes, but in your case, it is true. Thank you, I have to go back to my friends with the drinks." Hassan attempted to escape from the conversation but felt confined again. "Is one of them your boyfriend?" Klaus asked. "You don't give up, do you?"
"No."
Klaus was determined. "I am single, and they are my family," Hassan responded. Hassan walked toward the table and put the drinks on it. Klaus followed Hassan as he wanted to talk to him some more. "So, you are here with your family, not to pick up guys?"
"I don't go to the bar to pick up guys.
This might come as a surprise to you, but I've been with only two guys in my entire life. Both of them were my boyfriends."
"You are telling me that you never had a one-night stand?"
"Never."
"How is that possible?
Why is it so hard to believe?"
Hassan chuckled.
"You are good-looking and have gorgeous eyes.
Are people blind?
Is that another one of your pickup lines?"
"Believe me, it is not."
"So, you are going to bars a lot?"
"Almost every week for the last 3 years."
As Hassan came to know about Klaus' intentions, he wanted to inquire more about his life.
"Wow, that is a long time.
So, you are looking to hook up, nothing serious?"
"I was in a relationship with a man for 3 years, but he left me in pieces."
"I am so sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up.
Would you like to spend the night with me?"
Hassan was taken aback by what Klaus had just asked him and did not want Klaus to have any hopes.
"Look, Klaus. I am sure you are a nice guy, but I am not that kind."
"Why not, try me?"
Klaus insisted.
Klaus moved close to Hassan, held him between his arms, and kissed him.
"What do you think now?"
"That was nice, but I am not going to say yes."
Hassan kept his stance.
"Come on, I am not a bad guy."
Klaus tried to convince him.
"You are not.
Look, I am hungry.
Do you want to grab a bite with me?"
Hassan was trying to avoid the situation, which was getting rather tense.
Klaus was more than happy to avail this opportunity, while Hassan was getting annoyed.
"I cannot say no to this smile."
"Stop it.
I am not going to fall for your lines.
Shame.
Hassan laughed and replied, get over it already. When Hassan returned, he went to tell the others that he would be going out for a little time. Afterward, he stepped outside with Klaus to grab a bite to eat. They proceeded to a neighboring shawarma stand and got some wraps. All this while, they continued to eat, talk, and joke around with each other. Suddenly, Klaus paused for a moment and grinned at Hassan.
Are you okay?
Hassan inquired. I haven't enjoyed a man's company in a long time.
They all jumped to sex directly, Klaus confessed.
You are a person, not a sex machine.
Hassan said nonchalantly.
Can I ask you how did you get HIV?
It's a long story for another time.
Hassan stalled Klaus' query.
At that moment, Klaus received a call. He asked Hassan if he could answer it and walked away from him.
Suddenly, he started to yell and seemed worried.
Hassan walked to him, took the phone from his hands, and talked to the person on call.
Hassan ended the call and said, you have a child.
In utter shock.
Tell me, is he okay?
Klaus expressed his concern.
He is okay.
Klaus stood up and wanted to leave.
I have to go.
I am coming with you.
You are very emotional right now.
You might say things you will regret later on.
Okay.
Come with me, I have to take my car first.
Klaus took Hassan to his car and drove home.
What is it about Hassan that makes me feel so comfortable?
Who is this man?
Klaus was lost in his thoughts.
Suddenly, Hassan interrupted by asking, is the situation under control?
Hassan asked Klaus.
I hope so, Klaus answered.
They finally made it to Klaus's place.
They both entered the house together.
Klaus became enraged as soon as he entered the room and began yelling.
Because Klaus was furious, the nanny was unable to speak with him.
Hassan told him to calm down and that he would talk to the nanny about the situation later on.
Hassan was informed by his nanny and found out that the child was in good health.
Did you hear?
Your kid is okay, now calm down.
Hassan tried to comfort Klaus.
My kids are all I have.
Klaus sobbed.
You have more than one.
How many do you have?
Klaus pointed with his hand as four.
Wow, I never saw that coming.
I want one, and you have four.
That's not fair.
Now I remember you, you are that guy from the shopping center.
The nanny pointed to Hassan.
You are that lovely lady.
I believe your name is Maria.
Hassan also remembered her.
Yes, my dear.
I've never forgotten your face.
How is your son?
I did what you said to me, and he came back.
I am happy for you.
Do you know each other?
Klaus intervened.
We've met once.
Hassan kissed Maria on the forehead.
Interested, Klaus asked himself, who is this guy?
Hassan, who took the infant from Klaus, chatted to him and swayed until the baby fell asleep before putting him in his crib.
Klaus stood right behind Hassan and kissed him as he turned around.
Klaus kissed Hassan again, and Hassan kissed him back.
Inhaling deeply, he placed his head on Klaus.
Then, Klaus asked Hassan again to spend the night with him, to which, Hassan nodded in agreement.
Can you spend the night with me?
Yes.
What has changed?
When you kissed me, I didn't feel that pain in my chest and rash in my veins that I usually feel in a first kiss.
It's like my body knows you, wants you.
I can't explain it.
You need to know I never have.
Really?
Hassan interrupted Klaus with excitement.
Yes, that is right.
One more thing, I won't have protected sex with you.
No, I won't do that.
Are you undetectable?
Yes.
You are undetectable, and I am on PrEP.
I don't see a problem.
No.
Hassan broke into tears.
Have no fear.
There's no need to worry about anything.
Klaus took Hassan to his room. They immediately started to kiss each other. They were unable to stop. They both undressed each other. As Klaus pulled Hassan onto the bed, he wrapped his legs around Hassan's body and kissed Hassan passionately on the lips for a long time. Klaus bit the leg that was pressed on Hassan's chest as he shifted it. Hassan's leg was licked from head to toe by Klaus. Seeing Hassan, Klaus reached inside of him. Klaus was driven to distraction by Hassan's displays of pleasure and anguish. He kissed Hassan again, then he stopped, put his hand around Hassan, and leaned in. "We should do this often. I thought it was supposed to be one night. You said it yourself. Your body knows me, wants me. I need my phone. I have to text my friends." Hassan tripped suddenly. "Okay. I'll be spending the night with a buddy," Hassan informed Andrew via text message. Klaus kissed Hassan on the cheek as he sat behind him in bed. Hassan moved to the same position as Klaus, who was now seated on his knees behind Hassan. Having forced his way inside Hassan, Klaus put his arms over his chest. Klaus moved into Hassan as he kissed him. It seemed as though Hassan's physique was known to him. As Klaus finished, he pushed Hassan onto the bed, where they continued to make out. After a while, Hassan and Klaus stopped and stared at each other. "Who are you? Why do I feel like I know you?" Klaus was confused about his feeling of belongingness to Hassan. Klaus was kissed by Hassan as he grinned and rubbed his cheeks. The two fell asleep while Klaus held Hassan in his arms. The next morning, Hassan and Klaus were talking when a dog entered the room and sat between them. Hassan grinned at him as he found his way to Hassan's lap. "Hey, buddy. What is your name?"
"Her name is Bella."
"Nice to meet you, Bella. We need to wear something. They are about to attack us."
"Attack us?
What is going on?"
"Just put on your clothes, and I will explain later."
Hassan and Klaus got dressed quickly. "My kids, every time I bring someone to stay overnight, they attack him in the morning to make him leave."
"I see.
Do you want me to leave?"
"No, this time, I want you to stay."
"Wait, I heard something."
"Are they planning something?"
Hassan asked. Both of them waited behind the door, listening carefully. In response, Hassan grinned and asked Klaus to lie down on the bed. Suddenly, a youngster, approximately 8 years old, walked into the room and glanced at the bed. No one else was there. A man in the background called out, "Gotcha." Holding the kid in his arms, Hassan placed him on the bed. Klaus introduced his kid to Hassan.
"This is Adrian."
"Adrian, this is Hassan.
Nice to meet you, Adrian.
You have lovely eyes, and I like you," Adrian complimented Hassan.
"I think we can be friends,"
Hassan said to Adrian.
"As your friend, I warn you. They will scare you,"
Adrian said to Hassan.
"Can you keep a secret?"
Hassan turned toward Adrian.
"What is it?" asked a curious Adrian.
"I don't get scared easily," Hassan reassured the kid. Adrian laughed and said, "You are funny.
I like that.
Who wants pancakes?"
Klaus suggested.
"Don't eat the pancake. It is not good, he doesn't know how to cook." Adrian warned Hassan of Klaus cooking while whispering in his ears.
"I can cook for you," Hassan whispered back.
"That would be nice." Hassan was given a kiss on the cheek by Adrian. Hassan's popularity shocked Klaus. They all walked to the kitchen as he grinned. It was Hassan who was in charge of cooking pancakes. He paused when he felt something.
"Is everything okay?"
Klaus asked, concerned.
"What is that smell?"
Hassan asked him in return.
"It is the pancakes," Klaus replied, confused at his question.
"Do you have anyone pregnant at your house?"
Hassan tried a banter.
"Did you tell him?"
Charlie asked Klaus.
"No one told me a thing.
You are glowing like a rare flower.
You are definitely carrying a girl."
Hassan said to Charlie as they introduced each other.
How do you know? Asked a curious Charlie.
I am Hassan.
I am Charlie.
That pancake smells good, but I cannot eat it. The baby wants something different.
Are you all up for breakfast in a restaurant?
Hassan asked everyone present around him.
Yes, which restaurant?
Charlie asked before Klaus could wait, and you will see.
Klaus, can we all go together to my restaurant?
Hassan replied to her, then turned toward Klaus.
You own a restaurant?
Klaus asked, surprised.
Yes, I do.
I will change and will inform Edward.
Charlie went to change, so did Adrian.
Charlie, Adrian, Edward, and the baby is?
Adam.
Klaus replied to Hassan.
What a lovely family.
I think your car is not enough.
I will tell you the address.
I will take Maria and Adam and Adrian with me.
Text me the address, said Klaus.
If you want my number, just ask.
Hassan replied while smiling.
Can I have your number?
Hassan handed Klaus his cell phone after opening it.
Hassan's phone had Klaus's number saved on it, so he sent him the address through text message.
This is for good luck, Klaus told Hassan as he kissed him.
Then, Hassan gave Klaus a long, passionate kiss and whispered, "This is to think of me."
Klaus grinned as he placed his palm on his lips, glanced at Hassan, and looked away.
Everything seemed to be moving slowly to Klaus.
He stopped Hassan in his tracks and kissed him on the neck as he was ready to walk away.
Hassan grinned and began to walk down the hall.
Hassan got an Uber to pick up Maria, Adam, and Adrian while Klaus drove Charlie and Edward.
They arrived at their destination at the same time.
Klaus was parking the car when Charlie and Edward got out.
Hassan held Adam in his arms.
So, you are Edward.
I am Hassan.
Hassan introduced himself first.
Nice to meet you, Hassan, replied Edward.
Nice to meet you too, Edward.
The smell is fantastic.
What are we having for breakfast?
Charlie was eager about the breakfast menu.
You can see the menu and decide, Hassan told her.
I can't wait, she said excitedly.
Everyone go inside, they are expecting you.
As Maria and Adrian walked into the restaurant, Charlie and Edward joined them.
Klaus was waiting for Hassan, who was holding Adam in his arms.
Adam and Hassan were playing.
Klaus grinned at them.
He thought back on how his ex-husband treated his children and felt grateful to have met such a unique individual.
He looked at Hassan cradling his infant and he was in awe of the scene in front of him.
Hassan's smile reminded him of something, but he couldn't recall what it was about.
Let's have fun.
Klaus said to Hassan as he kissed him.
Hassan and Klaus entered the restaurant together and were welcomed by the rest of their family.
Hassan was still holding Adam.
He even turned down Maria's offer to take Adam, saying, "You sit down and enjoy your breakfast.
I will take care of Adam."
Everyone was watching Hassan and Adam's game.
Adam was in Hassan's sights, and he hugged him near to his heart and smelt him.
His lengthy sigh was followed by the words, "I want a baby."
To this, Charlie said, "You can take mine."
Everyone was surprised by Charlie's comments.
What?
Klaus intervened.
Klaus, you need to stay out of this.
She was talking to me.
Hassan tried to calm him down.
She is my daughter, and you cannot take my grandchild from me.
Klaus looked angry at the suggestion Charlie had made.
No one will take anyone, but I need to talk to her in private, Hassan said politely.
Hassan turned to Charlie and asked if she would want to join him.
He took Charlie to one of the restaurant's workers after he handed Adam to Maria.
Hassan introduced the restaurant lady to Charlie.
Her name is Ruby.
She is 24 years old.
She is pregnant with a boy.
She is a single mom, but she never gives up.
Being a single mom comes with a unique set of emotional challenges that could, at times, feel overwhelming.
It's like walking with a heavy backpack that weighs you down sometimes,
and when you take it off, your body starts to crave that weight, and you feel anxious until you can put it back on. Do you think that we need Ruby to work here with a big belly? We make her supervise nothing more to support her. She deserves everyone's support. She is a powerful lady, so are you. You are not alone. You will have all the support you need. You don't need a man to define you. You are a strong, powerful woman. Will you be there? Charlie couldn't stop herself from crying. All the way long, Hassan assured her. Promise? Promise. Hassan hugged Charlie after giving her assurance of his support. I want ice cream, Charlie said. After you finish your breakfast. Deal. They strolled back to the table, where the rest of the family were seated. Hassan glanced at Klaus in confusion. He felt he wanted to speak to him, so he asked him to join him and started walking. What did she say? She will keep her baby. What did you say to her? I showed her what she needs to see. You need to get more involved in your kid's life. I don't know how to get more involved. Since their mother died, I am hopeless. I don't know what to do. You did a fantastic job of raising three wonderful kids. Klaus was in tears when he replied, "She is 23 years old and pregnant. Edward is a genius but not doing well at school. Adrian is the only one who tells me everything. I lost their mother 9 years ago, and it's been so damn hard since. Don't beat yourself. You did your best." My best sucks, said disappointed Klaus. It is hard to be a single father for three kids. But you did your best without anyone's help. Hassan tried to comfort him. You are so young for that, Klaus said, wiping his face. Excuse me. How old do you think I am? Hassan asked him. 27 years old. I am about to turn 36, Hassan laughed as Klaus guessed his age wrong. What? You look way younger. Klaus was surprised while Hassan asked Klaus his age with a smile, how old are you? I am 47 years old. Is that too much for you? You are 11 years older than me, Hassan said. Is that bad? Age is just a number, and basically, you are a teenager. What do you mean? The man I met yesterday was full of teenager's energy. Do you want to see what this teenage man is capable of? Klaus was in a mood to display his energetic personality to Hassan. Hassan laughed and Klaus gave him a long passionate kiss. Hassan looked up at Klaus's face and smiled. You are the only person who took me on a date with my kids. I am glad I met you. Hassan was overwhelmed with his date at Klaus. Hassan replied, me too.